Earlier this week, the Minister of Education and Associate Minister of Education, Hikia Parada and Nikki Kay, visited Waiheke and went to Te Hirihi School and Waiheke High School to announce a long-awaited, anticipated and much sought-after announcement of rebuilding of the two schools. So I'm speaking to the principal of Te Hirihi School, Adam Sells. How are you, Adam?
Very good, thank you.
So you must be thrilled with this announcement.
Yes, over the moon, actually. It's been a long time coming and a far better outcome than I actually expected.
So it has been a long time coming, and in some ways, you know, you had victories snatched from you last year, didn't you? It looked like things were on the cards. It was pulled, and now it's back again. Any understanding why that occurred?
We've had it changed more than once. We've had a number of dates over the last 3 years. It's always been a case of trying to get across the start line to get the funding approved. And when we started this process over 3 years ago, we were working to a different model. But now that we actually have the minister's approval, it's green light and ready to go.
So what exactly will be happening at your school?
Our school has been approved for 22 new flexible learning spaces, a new admin and a new library, and an upgrade of our existing hall.
So it's basically a complete rebuild?
A complete rebuild, yes.
So why have they gone for that rather than, you know, because there must be a whole lot of infrastructure which needs to be installed in that case, you know, all of your water and all septic systems, all of those things. Why did they go for that rather than upgrading what you currently have?
Basically because our buildings are very, very old and we've been battling 3 years to keep them in a state of repair for use. We've skated a couple of times quite close on a couple of health and safety issues, but they're basically derelict and so they do need to be replaced to actually provide health and safety, to meet health and safety for the children.
So you were saying that you got a little more than you anticipated. So what in what areas was that?
Well, it's, over the three-year period, it's gone, what we've possibly been going to receive has gone up and down. There's been lots of different things floated. There's been looking at the possibilities of design builds or built off-site and transported on or transportable classrooms coming over. They were all options that I'm aware of. So in terms of what we've been given, I had probably lowered my expectations a little bit over the last 3 years, so I was pleasantly surprised.
So it is a big undertaking building something of that scale on Waiheke. We saw that with the library, that there's, you know, significant costs that perhaps someone in town wouldn't face. Is that catered for in the allocation of funding?
Yes, it has been. So we've been told that there has definitely been a Waiheke factor included into the money that we've been granted. And I guess that's evident considering we've been granted $23 million. And you just have to go out and look at other examples of what other schools have had in Auckland. And we have got a little bit extra in there to account for the costs of building on the island.
And when it comes to the actual design, is there, you know, a standard school design where they go, here it is, just configure it to the site and away you go, or is it individualised?
Your guess is as good as mine at the moment. Supposed to be meeting with representatives of the Ministry of Education within the next month to have the process explained going forward. In the past, we were heavily involved in the design 3 years ago, and I expect that we will have an input into this design.
Many people will have been hoping that a pool would have been part of the rebuild of the two schools, but that hasn't come to pass?
No, the Ministry of Education does not build swimming pools. My hope is that we will be able to keep our pool in the scope of our redevelopment, but at this stage it's a bit of a wait and see, and if we do decide to keep it, we'll have to look at some maintenance issues around the pool to keep it viable.
Yeah, that would be a bit of a loss, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. And for our children who love to swim, and since there's nothing else on the island at the moment, not to say it's not coming, be really keen to try and keep it. But in terms of building on our site and what could possibly happen, not sure if that's viable at this stage.
You talked about flexible teaching spaces. Now, for many of us, we remember, you know, the rectangle classroom, a row of desks facing the front. What's the difference between what we might remember and what you're talking about there?
Flexibility. So flexible space is the ability to configure the space to the needs of the learners at the time. and to allow the flexibility for learning to occur in a variety of ways and methods. So it's all about giving flexibility of working with small groups, working with larger groups to cater to specific needs.
And so you'll be doing a bit of travelling around and seeing how other people do it, I imagine?
We've already done quite a bit of that, and we've already experimented with our existing buildings a little bit. But yes, we will go back out again and have a look. Now that we know dollar terms, we can go with a bit more of a critical eye to what we've seen, and maybe go to specific buildings that have been built to a similar value or with a similar footprint.
So, of course, the buildings themselves are only the place where the learning occurs. What will it allow in terms of teaching programs or the way you approach the curriculum?
It comes back to the flexibility. We've already started our pedagogical journey with our teachers to develop practices that really cater to specific needs of students, about students knowing their learning pathways and their learning journeys. And the pedagogical practices that we're developing is around catering specifically to need with flexible groupings and personalised learning programs. So whilst the space will be conducive to that, we've already started that transition, and now the space will come on, we can purpose design it to enable that to reach its full potential.
So for you as the principal, overseeing this, obviously there's the frustrations and difficulties that will come with continuing your program in a building site. There'll be a transition from old buildings to new buildings, or will they just build the whole thing at the end of the field and you'll move in all at once?
I'm not sure. I'm pushing for it all to be built on the field. And for it to be built, and then we move into the new school, and then the old school disappears. We've been in a building site for the last 3 years, pretty much constantly, addressing all our health and safety concerns. So we're pretty used to working around builders. But for this one, considering the length of time and the scale, the minister did indicate that the new school would go on our existing site in a different location. So that's what I'm expecting to happen.
So for you as principal overseeing this project, is there a bit extra in the pocket or recognition for that workload?
No.
Okay, well that's a big job for you then.
Yeah, but it's exciting.
Yeah.
And it's really proud to be part of it and having got to this stage and looking forward to what next. And for the school and for Waiheke, it's a fantastic opportunity that both schools are receiving something in this process. And it's nice that Waiheke Island is kind of catching up to the rest of New Zealand in some regards in terms of educational facilities.
Now, one of the things that the Minister talked about was, but you've also got the high school going into this as well, and the three schools on the island are exploring the establishment of a community of learning where schools collaborate, and the Minister talked about how this rebuild would aid in that process. How does that play out?
I'm not entirely sure. We have been given permission to form a community of learning, and the three schools or three principals are currently working through what that means. We're currently looking at our achievement across the three schools and are starting to formulate what that could possibly be. In terms of the high school and Te Hirahi, we have been getting collaborative in terms of teachers and the possible uses of space, like with the building site going on our end field, we'll be looking to hopefully share some space with the high school in terms of outdoor playing space. But beyond that, at this stage, we're still exploring what it could possibly mean.
Now, I know you're very happy with the outcome, but were there any things that you'd hoped you might get that didn't quite make it?
No. In terms of what we've been given, as I said, it's above my expectations. And I guess the way to look at it is it's going to be a completely new school, new infrastructure. So in terms of children's safety and staff safety and learning capabilities that we will have as a school, it's going to benefit us all enormously.
And when can people expect that the soil will be turned and building will get underway?
The Minister said 2018 is for that process, but I guess it's going to come down to how fast we can get a design established and get that through resourcing and building consent and community approval. The sooner that process happens, I believe the sooner we can start. But as with everything, it will come down to bureaucracy, I guess.
You've recently had Board of Trustee elections as well, haven't you?
We have, yes.
Yeah, did those people know what they were getting into at the time they stood for election?
Yes, I believe they did.
Well, it's going to be an exciting time ahead for you, the board, and the staff and students of Te Huruhi.
It certainly is something really to look forward to.
Yeah, okay, well, congratulations and thanks very much, Adam.
Thank you.
So earlier we heard from Adam Sells, the principal of Te Huruhi School, the other school that is going to get a rebuild that was announced this week, a partial rebuild in this case perhaps, is Waiheke High School, and the principal of Waiheke High School, Jude Young, is on the line. How are you, Jude?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm very good. So you must feel excited about this announcement.
Oh, I'm hugely excited. Last July we were told that a rebuild would be off for Waiheke and Waiheke High School, and probably nothing would happen till about 2030. And, we'd spent a good 2 years planning not only a new building, but also, an innovative learning space, but we'd also done quite a lot of work around 21st century pedagogy. So, to have the carpet ripped from underneath us last July was certainly a really upsetting thing. But, I've always said that the heart of what we do around here is actually what happens in the classroom. But it'll be look fantastic to have a partial rebuild so that we look more like a 21st century school as well.
So do you have any sense of why there was a change of heart?
I think what's happened now is that the Ministry of Education now have a handle on how the 2,500 schools look throughout New Zealand and what state of repair or disrepair that they're in. I know that Te Huruhi was very high up the level of a school in need of repair, and I know that we weren't as high, and so that there are some remediation problems that can certainly we can address by not doing a full rebuild, but certainly areas of the school we will look to completely demolish and rebuild.
Are these two separate contracts, or is it all being let as one job?
Well, I think it's the economy of scale. We're apparently having some talk with the ministry further at the end of next week or the beginning of the week after, and it makes sense in my mind that the projects would be together because of the economy of scale and buying power and things like that. And what we want to do in the way of a partial rebuild, we're going to be sharing a lot of the same material, so it makes a whole lot of sense to me.
So what are the parts of the school that will be affected by the rebuild?
Well, the first thing is that we need to be re-roofed. The intermediate area, which is sitting up along the side of the school up near Donald Bruce Road, that's in a similar state to Te Huruhi and some of their classrooms, so that needs to be probably pulled down, and in that area would become a performing arts block, and that would also accommodate future intermediate students at years 7 and 8. We would look to have some refurbishment around the science labs to make them look like 21st century science labs, and also some of our hospitality and catering suites. So what we're trying to do, and we will look at it carefully, is that we want to get as much bang as we can for our buck.
Now, in the case of Te Huruhi, mm-hmm. I suppose they're in a position where the new school can be built at the other end of the site. They can stay where they are and then just move wholesale at the end of it. For you, this is going to be a much more complicated process, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's going to be very much a timed thing. I mean, I'm very conscious in summertime when, it becomes obviously a better building climate, I'm pretty conscious of the fact that, our seniors are sitting NCEA, so we don't want things like trucks and drills and machinery going ballistic while they're actually sitting, major national exams. So I think, yes, there's going to have to be some very careful, clever planning around that.
So tell us a little more about this performing arts centre that will be built.
Well, I think the performing arts is an area of growth at Waiheke High School. I think we've got some hugely talented young people here, both in drama and music and Māori performing arts. And I think that they actually, I believe, you know, before I started at the school, that the school had resource consenting for a music block. And, of course, that was stopped when there was talk around having a complete rebuild. Well, you know, our music teacher and music students have certainly got an inferior setting. I mean, fortunately, they look past that every day that they go to class, and it would be wonderful that such talent would be in such an environment.
So,
a new one.
And a centre like that, I mean, much of the high school and I suppose on the island, you know, a lot of the school facilities get used as public facilities. Would you see a performing arts centre being able to be used by the community in that way?
I'm not, you know, I never close our community out of our school at all. I depend on our community because they look after our kids in all sorts of ways. But that's a dialogue the school would be more than happy to have.
And it seems pessimistic to kind of look for clouds around the silver lining, but were there any things that you had hoped would come to fruition that haven't?
Well, I guess, you know, in an ideal world, it would have been great to say we were part of the package of a complete rebuild. I actually commend the ministry in the sense that they have given $40 million to Waiheke children and to the community because they support the educational progress and what's happening educationally on Waiheke. So I can only see that as an endorsement, and I see that as a huge silver lining. I'm very happy that the babies at Te Hirihi have a brand new school, and I'm sure that with the money that we've got as well, I think 2 years' time, you know, if not before, will be a totally education will have a totally sort of purpose-built, interesting look now on Waiheke rather than the look we've got currently. And that's really important to me.
So
and for our kids.
Absolutely. And so the work that you did, you know, when it was slated last time that this was going to happen,
sure.
No doubt you started to do some thinking about what you might want, how you might go about this. With the announcement now, the partial rebuild, is that going to be of any use, or are you back to an empty page?
Well, it is, yeah. It's basically, I guess the interesting thing is that, you know, when you put into that situation where you've got a completely blank canvas and off you go and you start dreaming the dream of building a brand new school and things like that, it becomes sort of exciting and your mind gets cluttered with all sorts of ideas. I guess with the fact that it's turned down last July, the total rebuild, I guess it's actually given me some time to think about and look very carefully at you know, specific big needs for our kids in the school. And probably I think what it's done now is actually develop some ideas further that maybe didn't look quite as they did with our planning the first time.
The you know, the school that you have,
yes.
Much of it, I suppose, the building of it reflects a form of education and a style of teaching which was taking place, you know, when the school was built some decades ago.
Yeah.
And now there's much talk of, you know, I've talked with Adam about flexible learning spaces, and I know that's an area you've been moving into with some
sure.
of your building work that's happened already.
Sure.
How do you see this playing out for the teaching and learning at the school?
Well, I think what we have is, you know, one thing that our school pushes is individualised, personalised learning based around inquiry. And so I think that, you know, the school was built in a time that you put the buildings up and I don't think it was necessarily sort of a lot of thought was done around comfort. I think the buildings are cold. I think that some of the buildings have had their time. I think that what I like the idea of, we've got four relatively new prefabs here on site that came at the beginning of last year. They're 75 square metres. Yes, it's still the single cell look as far as a classroom goes, but they're roomier, they've got modern furniture, They've got different spaces in the classroom for students to be involved in either peer dialogue or independent inquiry, or in a, you know, in a bigger group like a class. So there are choices of pedagogy that you can actually use within the space. And I think that the new build or the partial build will enable it to happen more. And I think that's exciting.
It's a big project to oversee. What's the balance between kind of excitement and feeling a bit daunted?
I don't know if I feel daunted because, you know, I've been actually a patient observer for 2.5 years and wanted actually something to happen. So I think the fact now that something is going to happen, I think the feeling of excitement's overwhelming at the moment, so I'm not going down the daunted way. I'll tell you that in a year's time, okay?
Yeah, fair enough. Well, look, congratulations, Jude, and all the best for the rebuild.
Oh, thank you very much. And I just think it's such a momentous time for Waiheke Island. I think it's fantastic. And thanks for the call.